This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 72 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. That is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are continuing on with our Patreon-voted picks of movies. Last week, we reviewed The Raid Redemption, who was picked by our patron, Jay. This week, patron Robert, he selected Blue Thunder. Now, this was a secondary pick because his first pick, as you heard last show, we couldn't find it. It was not available to stream. It was not available to rent. And to buy it was very expensive and we wouldn't have had time to get it. And it's kind of hard to blind buy a movie that's so much. So he picked another movie. And guess what? That movie is Blue Thunder. So, Alex, first time watch. Yes.
Yes. I'd never even heard of it until Robert kept showing us the Blu-ray every time we have our Patreon chat room. So I was so that's the first time I heard of it and seen it on Blu-ray cover. Like, I didn't know about it. How about you?
You know, it's funny. I know a lot of movies. I've heard of a lot of movies. Never heard of it. Don't even know. Didn't know what it was. You know, when he picked it, I went, he told us it was on Amazon. I went on Amazon. I looked at it. I'm like, Blue Thunder. That sounds cool. What could that be? And it's a helicopter. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to be reviewing this movie. Now, before we start our review, please, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. Our videos go up every week. And if you are listening on the go, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, everywhere. You can find us anywhere. Make sure you download each episode, subscribe so that you get the downloads every week. Give us a rating, give us a comment. Let us know if you're enjoying the show. All right. Now, with that being said, Alex, let's go ahead and give the people the... I have no idea how much money this movie could have made. It was 1983. I don't know nothing. How did this do in the box office?
All right. Okay, here we go. Blue Thunder, 1983, when I was born. So that's why I don't remember this crap. Right. Domestic, $42 million.
Wow.
International, absolutely nothing. Well, worldwide, for $42 million at a budget of $22 million.
Well, I mean, it made twice its budget, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's not bad in 83 money. Probably like $100 million now. Well, okay. Cool. I honestly thought you were going to say like $15 million or something like that.
$88 million. No. Nope, yeah. Not that much.
Okay, so not crazy high, but I thought it would be worse. All right, now, Rotten Tomatoes score. So this is interesting. We've seen it, you and I both. We do these Rotten Tomatoes scores, and a lot of times we see it where the critic score is like low and the audience score is higher, right? Or they're kind of close. It's very rare. It's probably happened 5 or 6 times where the critic score is pretty high and the audience score is lower. This is one of those times. Critic score is 78%. Critics like this movie. Thought it was pretty good. Audience score, 52. So it's a bit lower. The last time this happened, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which had a 78 and a 53. So that is a close comparison. Okay. So and if the hate that movie gets is any indication, people probably, they don't really like this movie. But it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter if anybody likes it or not. It only matters if we enjoyed watching it or not, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, as I'm hosting, my friend Alex over here gets to go first this time. And you're going to tell us about our lead character.
Yeah, Rob Schneider, right? He plays
Jaws.
He's not Brody in this movie, but he plays Murphy. I believe it's Murphy. Why does
that is because that, I just thought of RoboCop when they said his name.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, wait a minute. Why does every 80s cop needs to be called Murphy? I don't know. Yeah. It was like a generic cop name back in the days. But anyway.
Generic white guy name. Murphy.
Yeah. He's Murphy. He looked like he hasn't aged since Jaws. All right. Let's just get into it. His character was okay. Nothing over the top. Very generic 80s character, but not that typical action star like Rambo or Stallone type of action this movie. So that character doesn't have to do much. There's no fighting with this character. He's a pilot. He flies helicopters. That's what he does, right? Now, but that's all he does. Like, I couldn't get crazy. Like, he's a rebel, right? Like, he doesn't follow orders, but he's a rebel that flies helicopters, you know? This is the description I can give you guys. He's a rebel that flies helicopters. Like, that is pretty much it. Because, honestly, it was good enough, right?
Yeah.
I felt like Harry from the Wet Bandits was more better. It was better.
Yeah, I liked him better.
I liked him better because he had more of the techie. He was the techie guy of the plane. But look, honestly, I gave him a 3.5. I didn't say he was boring. He was good. But in this movie, I gave him a 3.5.
Well, here's the thing. This is one of the only reasons I'm right in the same ballpark as you. I gave him a 3. But a lot of that is just because Roy Scheider is a good actor. So, you know, it helps when the role is just kind of, but the actor's really good. And I liked him. So I can watch him act in anything. He gives it his all. It's a weird, you're right. It's kind of this is a weird movie in general, but like it's a cop movie, but it's like a cop helicopter movie. And he's like, you know what was weird? Like the beginning, he's like trying to solve this case. And then he goes in his helicopter and then he gets suspended, but then he gets unsuspended after 3 hours pretty much. And I was like, I said, what is happening at least 4 times during this movie? that doesn't have to do with him, but I just mean it's a weird character. Like, I didn't ever know what his motivation was. I never knew what he was doing. He was just doing stuff. And then they try to add some backstory with like the kid and the lady and all that kind of stuff. And it didn't really do much for me. I don't know. I gave him a 3 though, just because he's a good actor and he did his best. It's not a terrible character. Just kind of basic, like basic. Guy. All right, main villain.
All right, so main villain is Norm Macdonald. No, not Norm Macdonald. What's his name?
What is it? McDowell. Malcolm McDowell.
He said McDowell from Coming to America.
Malcolm McDowell. Clockwork Orange. I just called everybody by their movies that they were in.
Yeah, so Halloween, the guy who played what's his
Loomis
name?
In the Loomis. Remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This dude was annoying as hell. he was annoying. I wanted to punch him in the face the minute he came out. He was arrogant flyer. Honestly, like there's not much. I mean, he did things to he did villain stuff, right? He pulled the pin from the helicopter when he got into fly. Which I was like, that is such a weasel move. But I'm like, whatever. It is what it is. He was okay. And then when they went to that, tell me this moment was not corny. When they were all in the room and he's spying on them and he opens the thing and he's like, bim, bim, bim. Yeah. I was like, this is horrible. But I was like, whatever. It is what it is. I gave him a 2 because he had no more. Like his motivation was what? To kill Rod Schneider for him to fly this helicopter. But I'm like, who cares? Like, I just felt like the goal for this movie is so weird.
Yeah.
But for me, they just introduced him and automatically he just wanted to kill the guy. He was just like, I just want to kill you. Yeah. I gave him a 2.
Yeah, I hated him. You know what? He looked weird, too, in this movie.
He did.
Why does he look? He looked old, but he wasn't that old in 1983. But he looked like he had white hair for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on with this guy? Now, he's a great actor. And I love I like his voice. Like, like when he's doing dialogue and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. He has some annoying lines, like when they're leaving and he's in the car. He's like, catch you next time or whatever it is. And he it was so annoying. You know, when Roy Scheider tells him, back off. And he's like, are you threatening me? Are you threatening me? And he's like, no, I just said back off. And then he went and told the guy that he was threatening him. I was like, oh, this guy is the worst.
Yeah.
Also, I did not know that you can make a whole entire helicopter crash by taking out one little screw out of the back of a helicopter. First time I ever seen that. He loosens a screw, and then when they're doing their airplane or helicopter tricks, it gets loose, pops out, and all of a sudden they can't fly. I was like, why would you build anything that can be totally wrecked with one screw? Dude, I don't understand.
That was so like, what was the scene? Like, that didn't attribute to nothing. Like, he didn't punch him in the face. Like, that scene didn't do nothing.
You know why it didn't do nothing? Because he crashes them. They crash into a construction site. They live. And the very next scene, they're still going to fly the plane. Like, they're still going to fly the helicopter. Like, I thought he was doing that so that they couldn't fly it and they would not pick it. Because that was his whole thing. He's like, I don't want this guy to fly it, whatever. And he still flies it. So what was the point? I don't understand. I also gave him a 2. He was kind of weaselly. You know, he was annoying. So I'll give him a 2 as well.
Yeah.
All right. Action scenes.
Oh, Lord. All right. Look, the action scenes. I'm going to be really honest with you. I remember a past few episodes back. I don't remember which episode. We talked about the quantity versus quality and this and that.
Sure.
I had to step back because to me, it wasn't about the quantity of this action scenes. It did have it. but it, to me, wasn't executed as well. And I don't know if you agree with me, because the only time you do see this stupid helicopter go off is when they're doing the training, when it comes out for the first time. Right?
The tests.
Yeah, the tests. Yeah. That's the only time you see it doing all this shooting and everything. You do see it throughout the movie that he shoots the back of a car, but my man is shooting F-16s off the air, which I was like, oh my God. I'm like, the army will deploy like 12 of them damn things to bring this damn thing down. Once you shoot right. one F-16, it is over. You're done, right?
Yeah.
Nope. He shot one. He shot the other. These dudes are shooting missiles at buildings. And it's okay. Yeah. It's cool. Look, I gave the action a 2. I was not engaged with the action in this movie. The aerial scenes that they're chasing each other was well done. One thing, and me and you always, when we talked about this, I'm very big on is that the 80s movies does very well aerial when they're doing the helicopter scenes. They look stunning, but I cannot base a whole action scene of them flying with each other. So I gave it a 2.
Once again, I agree. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was that impressive. You know, I thought the coolest part was when the helicopter was first coming in and it was like, and the sun was behind it and it was flying in. And I was like, oh, shoot. The Blue Thunder, bro. This is it. Finally, after 25 minutes of nothing, finally the Blue Thunder is coming. And then it looks like a toy, first of all. Like it looks like a Transformer toy. And then when they're explaining how it works, like if you look this way, the gun turns this way. And if you look this way, I'm like, that seems, first of all, like it won't work because you'll have to turn your whole entire head to look at something instead of just, what if you just move your eyes? You know, if you're in a helicopter, you don't have to move your whole head to look everywhere. You're up high. You can just move your eyes around and see stuff. What? So you have to turn your head like this if you want to shoot sideways. Like, this is so stupid. So, yeah, I agree with you. And also, it just seemed like there was parts that they were trying to do action things just for no reason. Like when they're in the garage and Roy Scheider just drives away really fast and aggressively. And he's like zigzagging through the cones. Like, why did he do that? Why did you just go straight? Why are you zigzagging through these cones? Like, it was just to look cool. Yeah. Or when the lady's like driving fast through traffic. All of it's pointless, but it's just so that there's some adrenaline in it. So as such, I didn't really care for the action. I also gave it a 2. All right, so storyline.
All right, storyline. This storyline was just absolutely stupid. It's a helicopter that could hear you, see you. It could do all this stuff. Ron Snyder, basically, Murphy, basically uses it, follows the bad guy to this room where everyone is talking about that they need it for this Thor project. I believe that's what it was called, Thor. So he found their scheme.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the whole movie. They're trying to kill him, but he steals the helicopter and they're trying to bring it down by military force and all this crap over civilians. Now, the funniest scene in the movie is when they shot the Chinese restaurant and all the chickens came flying everywhere. Honestly, I couldn't. I'm sorry. Some scenes I turned off my brain. I gave it a 2. Okay. Yeah, I gave it a 2. Fair. I'm sorry.
All right. This is one of the. I thought the storyline was okay. I liked it slightly better than you, but I couldn't say I truly loved it. There's some good ideas, you know, especially early, even when they're doing the test, you know, where the helicopter's blowing up everything. And it's just killing all the white things too. And the guy is like, well, if we kill one civilian for every 10 terrorists, that's not that bad. You know, like a lot of that stuff I always find kind of interesting. Like, yeah, what? Why would you deploy this thing? And it could lead to some good, you know, scenes. Does it lead to really good scenes in this? No. But I like the ideas. I like the ideas. And also there's some stuff early on, like some of the police stuff I thought could have, I feel like there was a lot of good ideas. I'll just put it that way. Like they could have done better, but they were focused on this stupid helicopter. By the way, helicopter cops are now my least favorite kind of cops. They're very uninteresting. You remember that part where before they fly it and the wet bandits like, what? Like they're not even allowed to put guns on police helicopters. Like, why would you make a movie about the only cops they're not allowed to shoot anything or all they do is fly and point the light at people? Like, that is the worst cop to make a movie about. And the first 10 minutes of this movie is one of the weirdest. Like, they go flying at night and they're just staring at this lady doing naked yoga for like 5 minutes. I'm like, what is this? What? This is not even interesting. Even as like gratuitous nudity, it's just weird. It's kind of awkward. And they're just sitting there and then crime's happening. And I don't know. I gave it a 3. I think there was potential, and I thought there were some okay ideas. So I gave it a 3, but I don't think it's that great. All right, and then overall.
All right, look, overall, I gave it a 3. I thought because of Ron Snyder's power in commanding the screen, there were scenes there that I liked. It was a typical 80s movie at its best. The storyline, it wasn't as entertaining, but it was engaging, I guess. That's what you could follow it if you were here and there. You're absolutely right. That naked scene made no sense. I mean, they showed everything. Like when she's opening her legs, I was like, is this soft porno? Like, I don't know what I'm watching.
Right.
It was weird. And then another scene that was very creepy was when they got into the Blue Thunder, my man zooms into the chick's boobs.
Yeah. This movie was like really
it was creepy. It was like a creepy Tom Blue Thunder. Yeah. It was like so weird. I didn't like those scenes. I thought it was stupid and it was unnecessary for the movie, but I understand 80s. Yeah,
right.
I gave it a 3. Like I said, Norm McDonald, what is his name? That guy.
Norm McDonald.
Yeah, Norm McDonald.
No, Malcolm McDowell.
Michael McDowell. His character is so freaking annoying, but he did the job. He was a villain. So it is what it is. I gave it a 3.
All right. You know what's hilarious? You gave the story a 2. I gave it a 3. You gave the overall a 3. I gave it a 2. I didn't really like it. Although I did like some of the ideas and I thought Roy Scheider was good. That's it. That's really all I liked. I didn't like Malcolm McDowell, who usually I enjoy watching. I'm now convinced. I honestly, when I was watching it, I was trying to think. I was like, how many helicopter movies have I seen? And then I was like, I couldn't think of any off the top of my head. And then I thought maybe this is why I don't watch them. Because helicopters, I don't care. They're not as cool as planes. They don't go as fast. They're just helicopters. You know, they're helicopters. And apparently you could crash one just by taking out a screw. So that's very weak. I don't like helicopter. I'm now convinced that I don't like helicopter movies. So if we cannot watch helicopter movies ever again, I'll be happy with that. But yeah, I didn't have a great time with this. I realized why I've never heard of it. And I realized why I never watch any helicopter movies. So Blue Thunder, that is a two for me. So what is your total points?
12 and a half.
Well, I got a 12, so we're pretty much right on target. You have the extra half point for Roy Scheider. That was it. Yeah, it just was very, very 80s, but like it was like too. It took itself too seriously. Didn't you feel like this movie should be a little more fun? It wasn't very fun.
No, it wasn't. And you know what's funny? This movie reminded me of that movie with the one that we brought on 4K, and it didn't even look as good. It was okay. Prince of Darkness?
Oh, yeah.
Right? That movie was so serious, but it should have not been serious. This reminded me of Prince of Darkness, the John Carpenter movie.
Yeah, it's serious for no reason. This is a goofy premise. Like, let's be honest. A helicopter that can shoot when you turn your head and do all this stuff. This should be more funny. It's not funny. It's creepy. And it should have been more fun. It's not very fun, in my opinion. So I didn't have a good time. 12. And you gave it 12 and a half. So that is the review for Blue Thunder. Now, next week, we will be wrapping up our Expendables reviews with Expendables 3 starring that boxer. Who's that box? Victor Ortiz. I'm just going to keep listing all the other non-famous people that
Gibson.
Are in it. Yeah, I remember that, but Victor Ortiz is in this too. And Ronda Rousey. So we'll be reviewing that. And then we will be our next patron pick is by our lovely patron, Stephanie, who selected the Jet Li DMX classic, Cradle to the Grave. So you're going to get your Jet Li? Yeah, what's up? I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Listen. Okay. Before we even get to it, this movie, I have not seen this since like 2005, but when I was in high school, this movie was my jam. So I'm wondering how high school Nate and adult Nate view movies. Because I remember really liking it, but I'm worried that it's not going to be good. So Cradle to the Grave, that'll be the next patron movie that we're going to do. And then, so keep an eye out for those.
Yeah, again, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out a podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys podcast. And of course, we have a website coming soon. And then, of course, if you guys want to take us on the go, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. under Action Movie Guys. And then, of course, on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button to support the channel. Hit the like button if you guys enjoyed the video. Hit those notification bells so every time reviews drop, you guys will be notified. Till then, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.